Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Police are investigating a homicide in North Wichita. We have the story.
Wildfires raging across parts of California. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
One person is dead, one injured after someone fired shots into a house in North Wichita last night. The shooting occurred just after 11 p.m. in the 2300 block of Mascot. A man and woman were injured. No arrests have been reported by police.
Much of California is dealing with potent winds and wildfire danger.
The mountain fire northwest of L.A. has exploded in size and forced some evacuations. Several homes damaged, too.
Firefighters were right off the bat engaged in pulling people out of their houses and saving lives.
Ventura County Fire Captain Trevor Johnson.
Crews, dozers, engines. We've called every available resource to the incident. We're working with our partners to bring quick resolve to this incident, but this is a tough firefight.
Several homes in the Tawny Malibu area have also been burned by the broad fire. Wind gusts getting over 60 miles an hour and lashing those flames into a frenzy. More fires may be on the way as the National Weather Service has posted some red flag wildfire warnings from Northern California all the way to San Diego. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign for commander-in-chief is over.
Standing on stage in front of the historic Frederick Douglass Memorial Hall on the Howard University campus, Vice President Kamala Harris talked about what she said during her concession call to President-elect Donald Trump.
I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition, and that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
While she conceded, she said she intended to continue the fight that fueled her campaign, telling supporters, quote, it's not time to throw up our hands, it's time to roll up our sleeves. At Howard University, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News Tuesday's election went smoothly.
Other than the 6 o'clock a.m. burst that we see with every election, there were no lines all day. In fact, this is the first year, I believe, that early voting numbers are higher than election day numbers.
And Rainwater says turnout was less than expected, under 65%, and she really can't explain why.
President Biden will address the election results when he speaks to the nation tonight.
The speech comes just a day after Vice President Kamala Harris officially conceded to President-elect Trump by phone and during a concession speech at Howard University. The White House says President Biden spoke to both candidates and congratulated them on their races. President-elect Trump was also invited to meet with the commander-in-chief at the White House. According to the White House, the president expressed his, quote, commitment to ensuring a smooth transition and emphasized the importance of working to bring the country together. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Investigators say a man who died in a Wichita parking lot Wednesday morning was hit by his own vehicle as he was allegedly trying to steal a furnace filter. It happened in the Westlake Ace Hardware parking lot at Douglas and Hillside. Police say a 69-year-old man got out of his van to get the furnace filter, but he left the vehicle in drive and the van pinned him to a fence. The man died at the scene. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We've got some high school football playoff games that have been moved from Friday night to tonight. So we'll talk about that. And, of course, our Minute with Mitch, our Kansas City Chiefs 60-second preview coming up in a few minutes.
President-elect Donald Trump has some decisions to make about who will join his cabinet. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Several large airstrikes hit Beirut's southern suburbs this morning, including one on a site adjacent to Lebanon's only international airport. The Israeli military had issued an evacuation notice for the site, saying there were Hezbollah activities and facilities there, without giving details. Now, the Israeli military also announced it's expanding its ground operation in northern Gaza, where Israel says Hamas militants have regrouped.
President-elect Donald Trump has some decisions to make about who will join his cabinet. Fox's Aisha Hazni has details on who could be on the shortlist.
President-elect Trump is now hiring. He will first need to find a chief of staff and also make some pretty important cabinet secretary positions and picks. He has previously talked about RFK Jr. and letting him, quote, go wild on health care. He's spoken about giving Elon Musk a Department of Government Efficiency department to rein in the government. And also Trump's campaign manager, Susie Wiles. Her name has been tossed around D.C. circles as a potential chief of staff, but nothing has been announced just yet. We got a new statement from his transition team, which reads in part, in the days and weeks ahead, President Trump will be selecting personnel to serve our nation under his leadership and enact policies that make the life of Americans affordable, safe, and secure.
And Senate Republicans reportedly plan to hold confirmation hearings at the beginning of next year to help President-elect hit the ground running as soon as he's inaugurated.
The FBI says it has foiled a New York man's plot to join ISIS and wage jihad in Syria.
Federal prosecutors say Saeed Aman wanted to kill Americans and become a martyr for ISIS. Instead, today he is behind bars, arrested at JFK Airport before boarding a flight to Qatar. He came to the attention of federal agents after posting support for ISIS in an online forum and talking to a federal informant about his plans to join the terrorist group. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
No charges will be filed following the death of a child at a camp in North Carolina.
Prosecutors announced involuntary manslaughter charges will not be filed following the death of Clark Harmon. The 12-year-old died earlier this year at Trails Carolina, a nature therapy camp in Transylvania County. The boy was apparently upset about being told to sleep in a small camping enclosure known as a bivvy, but counselors did not realize he was in any medical distress. A medical examiner ruled Harmon died from asphyxiation. He previously suffered from anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and migraines. While counselors will not face charges for Harmon's death, Trails Carolina has permanently closed. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic in the Wichita area right now, just a couple of areas of concern. Southbound I-135, you can see on the Gwendolyn Cordell traffic cameras that right there at the North Junction, things still just a little bit slow southbound on I-135 through there. Elsewhere, things are looking pretty good. We do have some fairly heavy traffic still in the downtown area right now. Right around 2nd and Seneca, we got some fairly heavy traffic there in that area at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
More clouds move in today. Only a 10% chance of rain, though. After a chilly start this morning in the 40s, cool afternoon with a high of 58. Winds are going to be breezy out of the northeast at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Turning damp tonight as rain chances go up. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now, partly cloudy sky, mostly clear. Northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita's weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather's brought to you by the Monarch. Go enjoy that new outdoor patio at the Monarch. Patio's ready and waiting for you and your friends to come and enjoy the patio at the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and of course, we had an election this week, and things are all kind of jumbled up. Want to find out what we can, if we can find out something this morning about the U.S. House of Representatives and how it's going to all come down when everything is said and done. Vox News Radio's Ryan Schmelz with us this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Steve?
Good, and do we really know who's going to control the House at this point, Ryan?
We still don't know. It's too early to call, but we've been waiting way too long, so it's still too close to call. Let's just say that. Votes are still being counted in California, Arizona, Oregon, some of those states that we really expected to be the big deciding factors for the House. So I don't think any of this is coming as a surprise to us. But House Republican leadership's kind of already indicated that they plan on winning, and they are in a good position. I think that the hopes for Democrats' chance to take back the House are starting to dwindle. You have Speaker Johnson actually putting out a letter to his colleagues saying that he plans on running for Speaker next Congress, and they're going to actually have those leadership elections next week.
Well, when does Congress end? Is Congress going to back in session next week? Is that
next week? Next week, yes. And so then you'll have leadership elections one of those days. It'll include House Republicans electing their leadership for the next Congress, but it also will include Senate Republicans electing their first leader that's not named Mitch McConnell since the early 2000s.
Has this a precedent on having one party take not only the White House, but the House and the Senate as well at the same time?
What do you mean?
I mean, has it happened before that the president would be the same party as both houses? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump had this when he first got in office in 2016, and President Biden had it in 2020 when he first got in office. So, yes.
All right. Okay, so you're going to have this Congress going to come back, House, and then when are they going to the break? The break for Thanksgiving or the break for Christmas? When's the big break?
Yeah, they'll be back in. They'll have a brief period of time when they're off for Thanksgiving. They'll come back for December, and then then Congress comes to an end, and a whole new Congress gets sworn in January. But what's interesting is that they've got to fund the government. And we've got a government shutdown that's scheduled for December. So the budget process, I think, is going to be the big agenda item when they get back.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate your time this morning. That's Fox News Radio's Ryan Schmell saying, you know, the House is still up in the air, but the Republicans say they're going to take it. All right. 8:13 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. The 7th day of November on this date in 1917. Russia's Bolshevik Revolution took place as forces led by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin overthrew the provisional government of Alexander Kerensky. The Russian Revolution.
So they had already killed the Tsar and his family.
Oh,
by that point.
Oh, what an awful thing that is. I'm so sorry you even brought that up. But yeah, they decided there was no turning back, so they took the whole family, put them in a basement, and basically took guns down there and
executed
shot them all.
Yeah.
Nasty business. How'd I tell you? I got to tell you, you have a nation that's starting out in a revolution. The French did similar things, but you start out by killing people, innocent people like that. What kind of a nation do you think you're going to have? I think it's going to be pretty crummy as far as I'm concerned. That's just awful. Anyway,
well, revolutions aren't bloodless.
They're not bloodless. You are correct, sir. Now, the Australian government has announced what it describes as world-leading legislation that would set 16 years as a minimum age for children to use social media and hold platforms responsible for ensuring compliance. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the legislation will be introduced into the final 2 weeks of Parliament for the year, which begins November 18th, and take effect 12 months after it becomes law. Platforms include X, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook will need to use that year to work out how to exclude Australian children younger than 16. Sounds like it's going to be pretty tough to do, because that's the way it works. 8:15 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. So the election is now not officially done. We still have the House of Representatives and to decide. President Biden is going to be on television, on radio tonight with a national speech to talk about, I presume, a peaceful transition and where we go from here and what's going to happen next. The Democratic Party has nursing lots of bruises and bloody noses because they have just been beat up as far as the voters are concerned. And they're going to look for the future. I presume the Democrats are going to get together and do a little soul searching and say, hey, what the heck happened? How can we change?
Well, that's what the party that doesn't win usually has to do is say, well, What did we do wrong? What can we do right next time?
Yeah, and I think they're going to find that there are certain things that if within that party that they think are sacred that are not, and they're going to have to retool and reexamine where the people are. If your political party is not where the voters are, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the way democracy works. 8:17 now. Steve is head of the morning here on KNSS. And a big change in plans tonight. Sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we've got high school football playoffs, of course, this week in the regional round. We've got 16 teams remaining in every class. But got a lot of rain and thunderstorms in the forecast for tomorrow night. So several area playoff games have decided to play tonight instead of tomorrow night on Friday. So tonight we have some high school football playoff action in Class 6A. You've got Wichita Northwest hosting Wichita South right here, City League matchup. Northwest is 8-1 going into that one. Wichita East is going out to Dodge City tonight. Both teams are 6-3. In Class 5A, you've got Goddard Eisenhower at 7-2 hosting Mays South this evening. Liberal is visiting Hutchinson. Both those teams are 7-2. In Class 4A, you've got Bueller at Mulvane tonight. They're both 7-2. Andover Central is 8-1, hosting Winfield. That'll be this evening. Cape and Mount Carmel traveling to Wellington. Both teams are 7-2. That game tonight. Andale is undefeated at 9-0, hosting Clay Center. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock this evening. And in 8-man Division 2, Hutchinson Central Christian is hosting Logan Palco. That'll kick off at 5:30 p.m. Both those teams are 8-1. So those are games that were scheduled for Friday night, but now those are going to be played tonight. In high school football action to try to beat the weather. All right, let's go to high school boys soccer. State semifinal games last night. Winners advanced to play for the state title. In Class 5A, Mays South winning on home field, beating St. James 3-2. Mays South, with a record of 18-2, is heading to the state championship game. In Class, the smaller schools, Class 4 through 1A, what a win for Rose Hill last night on home turf, beating Bishop Miege 2-0. Rose Hill, the Rockets, with a record of 18-1, will head to the state championship game. And that's the end of an era for Bishop Miege, which had won 8 straight state championships. That streak is over now. Rose Hill shutting out Miege 2-0 last night. How about that? In the other half of that bracket, it's another local team, Wichita Trinity, winning on the road at Baldwin, 3-1. That game played at Baker University. Hey, it'll be Wichita Trinity against Rose Hill for the state title among the smaller schools there in boys soccer action. Let's go to the NBA. But this one, the Houston Rockets win at home last night, beat the San Antonio Spurs 127-100. Starting lineup for the Rockets, former Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet. 21 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, 10 for 11 shooting. He only missed one shot. Wow. And he did all that, he got a double-double and did all that in only 25 minutes. Fred.
He's something else.
Yep. Houston Rockets with a 27-point win over the Spurs. The Rockets with back-to-back wins are now 5-3 here at the beginning of the season. Let's take a look at men's soccer. Newman University plays its regular season home finale tonight on the west side of town at 7 o'clock. Newman hosting 16th-ranked Fort Hays State. These are two of the top four teams in the conference. Good men's soccer action tonight for Newman. In JUCO volleyball, the district semifinals last night. Cowley College, home match, winning again. A shutout, 3-0 over Coffeyville. The Cowley volleyball team, they were undefeated national champions last season. They're still undefeated this season, 35-0. And that means Cowley has now won 76 matches in a row.
Amazing.
They are the number one ranked team in the nation, and they advanced to the championship game in the district with that win last night. How about that? And in some more college volleyball action, McPherson keeps winning. The McPherson college volleyball team is ranked 17th in the nation. They got a sweep on the road at Tabor, 3-0. The McPherson volleyball team, as we said, ranked 17th. 15 wins in a row for McPherson College. They're now 26-5 on the season. Good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And in college men's soccer, the district semifinals last night. How about the Cowley men's soccer team? They're ranked 5th in the nation. They beat Seward County 4-0, undefeated in their last 8 games. And the Cowley men's soccer team advances into the district championship game. Like we said, they're ranked 5th in the nation. And in women's soccer, the Big 12 semifinals were played in Kansas City, Missouri last night. How about that KU women's soccer team? They beat 17th-ranked Texas Tech 2-1. That gives the KU ladies in soccer a 7-game winning streak, their longest winning streak in a decade, and they advance into the championship game of the Big 12 Women's Soccer Tournament there in Kansas City, Missouri. KU women's soccer team's red hot. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean thanks the voters. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning in 46 degrees. Wichita police have arrested a 19-year-old female in connection with the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Donald Williams Halloween night outside a Quick Trip at Central and Oliver. The woman faces second-degree murder charges. A suspect in the shooting, Jermall Campbell, is still at large. Campbell is considered armed and dangerous. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater tells KNSS News, Tuesday's was a very good election. You had talked about a 70% turnout. Did we get close to that?
No. Right now we're sitting at 60.6 percent turnout. So by the time you add in the unprocessed mail ballots that we've received, and then we still have provisional votes that will go before the Board of Canvassers. So, you know, we'll end up, it won't even hit 65%, I don't believe.
We still don't know if Democrats or Republicans are going to be in control of the House.
AP says getting the final tallies on several hard-fought House races from New York to California could still be days away. We do know two races in Virginia have been decided, but neither party gained any ground because of them. Republican Representative Jen Kiggins won re-election in southeastern Virginia, while Democrat Eugene Vindman won a seat in the northern part of the state. Vindman and his brother Alexander played roles in President-elect Trump's first impeachment. House Speaker Mike Johnson's been saying he's optimistic the House will stay in GOP control. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A Colorado postal worker has been arrested for allegedly forging mail-in ballots.
Letter carrier Vicki Lynn Stewart and a friend have been arrested and accused of stealing at least a dozen mail-in ballots and sending them in with fraudulent votes. The pair claims it was an attempt to test the security of Colorado's voting system, which is done mostly by mail. The district attorney's office says the scheme was uncovered when signatures on the ballot envelopes didn't match the voters' signatures on file. When the voters were contacted, they said they'd never gotten their ballots. The pair could face charges of forgery and identity.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Identity theft. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The Connect with a Veteran movement encourages all Americans to go beyond a simple thank you, pause, and be intentional in showing appreciation and connection to the city's, to the nation's 17 million veterans.
USAA is calling for a national movement of gratitude with the launch of the Connect with a Veteran movement. Whether it's reaching out to a neighbor or a friend who served to see how they're doing, taking a veteran to get a cup of coffee or a meal, or showing up at a Veterans of Foreign Wars post, an American Legion assembly, or even a Veterans Administration hospital to introduce yourself, say hello, and listen to their stories. While connecting with a veteran at any time on Veterans Day is appropriate, you're encouraged to do so at 11 a.m. local time on November 11th as a nod to Armistice Day, the precursor to Veterans Day, which effectively ended World War I in 1918. Americans can also go beyond November 11th to show appreciation of veterans and make an impact through events, volunteering, and donating to causes like Face the Fight, a Veteran Suicide Prevention Initiative, Reach Resilience, and the Humana Foundation. To learn more about how you can participate and show your appreciation on November 11th and beyond, click on the link in our news story. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS. Three big things
3.
Woman arrested in Halloween killing of a 13-year-old boy in East Wichita. Male shooter still at large.
2.
Trump begins search for White House help. President Biden will speak to the nation tonight.
1.
One person is dead, one injured after a shooting in North Wichita last night. 3 big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing that the traffic volume's thinning on the highways here in Wichita. Slowdown that I'm seeing out there right now. We have some fairly slow traffic southbound, and this is on Broadway, approaching 71st Street or Grand Avenue there in Hayesville. Just some fairly heavy traffic. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 58 degrees. We have a 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 44. Then on Friday, a 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 53 degrees. Now partly cloudy. Northeast wind at 12 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A big day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closed up 1,507 points. This morning, trading is underway on Wall Street, and the Dow is up by 57 points at this time, and the S&P is up 25 points. The NASDAQ is up 160 points. Local business news now from the Wichita Business Journal. Bradley Fair is welcoming back a clothing store to its Rock Road Shopping Center. Retailer J. Crew is set to return to Bradley Fair with a factory store location at 1800 North Rock Road, Suite 110. And that's next to Trader Joe's on the south side of the property. That's according to a news release. The opening of a factory store comes after the clothing company closed its mercantile store, a location that sold clothes at lower costs at Bradley Fair in 2019.
Aerospace work on a major U.S. Army program is not leaving Wichita after all. Bell Textron says it's going to keep fuselage assembly for the future long-range assault aircraft in Wichita. Its announcement following confirmation last month that Bell had taken over fuselage construction from Spirit AeroSystems on the V-280 Valor for the high-profile effort. FLRAA work will occur at an existing beach field facility located on Textron Aviation's East Campus near Textron Aviation Defense.
The unified government of Wyandotte County, Kansas City, Kansas, will consider approving $13 million in tax incentives to develop what would be the state's first Bucky's Travel Center. Monday, the UG Economic Development and Finance Committee recommended approval of a development agreement with Bucky's to build the travel center at 601 Village West Parkway. That's just south of the Kansas Speedway. The UG will review the development agreement today. Bucky's plans to build a 74,000-square-foot travel center with 120 gas fuel pumps and 12 electric vehicle charging stations on about 25 acres. That's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Nissan reporting a loss for the latest fiscal quarter as its vehicle sales sank while costs and inventory ballooned. The Japanese automaker announced it is cutting 9,000 jobs globally, or about 6% of its force of more than 133,000 employees. And the Federal Reserve officials poised today to reduce their key interest rate for a second straight time, responding to a steady slowdown of the inflation pressures that exasperated many Americans and contributed to Donald Trump's presidential election victory. So they're going to lower the interest rates today. That's business news this morning with Steve and Ted in the morning. Ted, it seems like we've been working for about 3 weeks. I'm kind of worn out. Maybe it's just all the excitement of having an election. They only have them every now and then. And yesterday, Laura Rainwater, the election commissioner, said we're going to have a bond election coming up. When was it? In
she
February.
She said it was in February.
Yeah. So those
3 months away from another election.
900 volunteers come back. They're not going to have 65%
voter
turnout for that.
No.
But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and what the backers and the proponents and opponents will be saying about that here in the few weeks ahead as we have another election coming up. Today is National Men Make Dinner Day, and time for the guys to get in the kitchen.
Which means today.
Yeah, today.
For me.
Yeah, because every day
I make my dinner. I make every meal I eat.
That's it. For you and Chad, every day is you make your own. This one kind of, I guess, emphasizes for those guys who don't, here's a good time to go in and try your hand. maybe you could boil some water or do something like that, you know.
It's a very sexist day is what
it is. Yeah, it really is. But anyway, National Men Make Dinner Day. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning here on KNSS, Democrats' blame game begins. Our news at the top of the hour this morning, police investigating a homicide in North Wichita. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. Stephen Ted of the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.